This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Government declares September 8 as Gen Z Martyrs Day, sets cash transaction limit, and announces key appointments. Nepali Congress sets General Convention for January 10 till 12 and extends Central Committee term. Nepal Premier League continues today with Janakpur Bolts facing Chitwan Rhinos and Pokhara Avengers facing Karnali Yaks. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says territorial integrity is key challenge as Ukraine-Russia peace talks intensify. Now, the news in detail. The government has decided to observe September 8 or Bhadra 23rd as the Nepali calendar in the Nepali calendar as Gen Z Martyrs Day. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel said Monday's cabinet meeting at Singhadarbar endorsed the annual observance to honour those who lost their lives during the Gen Z movement. The cabinet has also decided to issue photo identity cards to families of individuals martyred in the movement. The IDs will be provided to parents, spouses and unmarried sons and daughters. In another major decision, the government has set a new cash transaction limit. Beginning January 15, 2026, any purchase, sale or business transaction amounting to 500,000 rupees or more must be conducted through a financial institution or banking channel. Likewise, Nepal will provide $200,000 in assistance to Sri Lanka, where severe floods and landslides recently caused heavy loss of life and property. The cabinet also made several administrative appointments. Professor Gyan Bahadur Thapa has been appointed Secretary of the University Grants Commission, while Dr. Kumar Sharma Acharya will chair the Press Council Nepal. The government has also approved the Carbon Trade Regulation 2025 and promoted Joint Secretary Vaikuntha Prasad Arial to Secretary. The Supreme Court has ordered Madhya Province Chief Minister Saroj Kumar Yadav to seek a vote of confidence within 24 hours. A division bench of Justices Hari Prasad Phuyal and Nityananda Pandey issued the mandamus order on Monday. The court directed Chief Minister Yadav to table a confidence motion in the Provincial Assembly in accordance with Article 168(4) of the Constitution. It further states that if Yadav fails to secure the vote, a new government must be formed under Article 168(2). The order follows a writ petition challenging Yadav's appointment on November 10, arguing that the CPN-UML parliamentary party leader was appointed chief minister unconstitutionally. The Nepal Rashtra Bank, NRB, has continued its cautious but flexible monetary approach in the first quarterly review of the current fiscal year 2025-26. The central bank said the review introduces flexible provisions aimed at supporting economic recovery. According to the NRB, recent policy measures taken by the government to strengthen good governance and improve the industrial environment following the Gen Z protest, along with monetary support from the central bank, are expected to gradually improve the national economy. Likewise, Nepal has maintained a BB- sovereign credit rating from the Fitch Ratings this year. The review notes that although hotels suffered damage during the Gen Z protest, the government restored peace and security, helping reassure the tourism sector. Furthermore, hydropower generation has continued to grow. A total of 309 megawatts of electricity was added to the national grid over the past 3 months. The NRB further stated that the banks and financial institutions continue to face excess liquidity and operate in a low interest rate environment. A tri-party meeting will be held to address the growing calls for the withdrawal of the film bill currently under discussion in the National Assembly's Legislation Management Committee. During a meeting yesterday involving the committee, the government and the film sector stakeholders, several participants urged that the bill be taken back. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel proposed broad three-way discussions to address the concerns and resolve the contentious issues. Stakeholders, including film producers, directors, artists and the Indigenous Film Associations, will participate in the next meeting. Meanwhile, debate also continues over which ministry should oversee the film industry. A historically valuable artifact stolen from the Kathmandu's Kumari Ghar, home of the living goddess, has been successfully brought back to Nepal from the United Kingdom. The Department of Archaeology, working with heritage activists in Nepal and abroad, retrieved the toran, a decorative piece dating back to the Malla era. The artifact had been stolen in the year 2000 from the home of the living goddess and has now been restored to its original location. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Nepali Congress has finalized the dates for its Central General Convention, which will now be held from January 10 till 12, 2026. Party spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat said the decision was endorsed by the NC Central Committee meeting that concluded yesterday. The party has also set a detailed timeline for its internal conventions. Additionally, the Central Committee's term, due to expire on December 9th, has been extended until mid-February 2026. Nepal police have arrested three more individuals in possession of weapons looted during the Genji protest. A team from the Kathmandu Valley Crime Investigation Office made the arrest and made public on Monday. Police recovered a Nepal police-marked pistol and two mobile phones from them. All three of them have been handed over to the district police range, Kathmandu, for further investigation. The International Day for the Abolition of Slavery is being observed worldwide today, highlighting the fight against both historical and modern forms of slavery. The United Nations established the day following the adoption of the 1949 Convention aimed at suppressing human trafficking and exploitation. In Nepal, various programs are being held today, urging greater cooperation among government bodies, civil society and local communities to combat human trafficking and all forms of modern slavery. The day serves as a reminder of the urgent need for awareness, justice and stronger human rights protection. Now, a sports news update. Nepal has lost to the United Arab Emirates in the final of the ACC Men's Under-19 Premier Cup cricket held in the UAE. The host claimed the title with a 27-run victory. Batting first after losing the toss at the Karwan Cricket Ground in Ajman, the UAE posted 147 runs all out in 45.5 overs. Chasing a target of 148 runs to win, Nepal were bowled out for 120 runs in 33.2 overs. Despite the defeat, both Nepal and UAE have qualified for the Under-19 Asia Cup, scheduled to be held in December in the UAE. In the meantime, the second edition of the Nepal Premier League, NPL, continues today with two key matches. Janakpur Bulls will take on Chiton Rhinos at 11:45 a.m. while Pokhara Avengers face Karnali Yaks at 4 p.m. as teams compete for crucial points in the playoff race. Defending champions Janakpur Bulls are still searching for their first win, having lost all four matches so far. Chiton Rhinos, currently on 4 points, will aim to strengthen their position in the top four. The second match will see struggling teams Pokhara Avengers and Karnali Yaks, both with just 2 points, clash as they attempt to move up the standings. After a total of 19 games, Sudhir Paschim Royals remain unbeaten with 10 points and have secured a playoff spot. Now, onto an international news update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said protecting Ukraine's territorial integrity remains the biggest challenge in ongoing talks over a US-backed plan to end the war with Russia. Speaking alongside French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris on Monday, Zelensky emphasized Ukraine's priorities, security guarantees, sovereignty, and preventing concessions that would legitimize Moscow's occupation of Ukrainian land. The territorial issue is emerging as the most sensitive point, with U.S. envoys preparing to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ukrainian officials have made it clear that Kiev will not accept any settlement requiring it to cede the territory, warning that such concessions would undermine international law. The diplomatic developments comes as the conflict continues in the battlefield. Russia claimed advances in Donetsk, while Ukraine reported significant Russian losses, including troops, tanks, artillery, and drones. Neither side's claims could be independently verified. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy over the high hilly and mountainous region of the Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province, and mainly fair weather is expected over the rest of the country. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of low-pressure system located around southwest Bay of Bengal and around Tamil Nadu of India in Kosi province, Madhya province and Bagmati province. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 18 and 20 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government declares September 8 as Genji Martyrs Day, sets cash transaction limit, and announces key appointments. Nepali Congress sets General Convention for January 10 till 12 and extends Central Committee term. Nepal Premier League continues today with Janakpur Bolts facing Chitwan Rhinos and Pokhara Avengers facing Karnali Yaks. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says territorial integrity is key challenge as Ukraine-Russia peace talks intensify. That's all for this hour's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.